Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive. We're diving into something pretty important today, especially here in New York. We're talking vote by mail.
A timely topic, for sure.
It is. This isn't just some abstract idea anymore. I mean, the New York Court of Appeals just upheld its constitutionality.
Huge.
Huge is right. This is a big win for voters, and it really changes the game for elections going forward. So to understand just how we got here, we have to rewind a bit. Back to 2023 and the New York Early Mail Voter Act.
Right. That was really the starting point. This recent court decision really solidifies it. It cements vote by mail as a legitimate and protected right for New Yorkers.
Exactly. And that's a big deal. So let's break this down a bit. For those who haven't jumped on the vote by mail train yet, what exactly are we talking about here?
In a nutshell, it's just as it sounds. You receive your ballot in the mail.
Right to your doorstep.
Right. You fill it out at your own pace.
Pajamas optional.
Exactly. Then you simply mail it back. No more election day scrambling.
No more lines. No more trying to squeeze in voting between errands and, well, life.
Exactly. Vote by mail puts the power back in your hands. It lets you fit voting into your schedule, not the other way around.
Love it. But, and this is important, it's not like ballots just magically appear in your mailbox. You've got to be proactive. How's that work here in New York?
It's pretty straightforward. First things first, you have to request an absentee ballot.
And you can do that online, right?
You got it. You can also reach out to your county's Board of Elections directly. They're there to help. Once you've got your ballot, fill it out, double-check everything, and get it back in the mail before the deadline.
Because deadlines matter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Don't let procrastination cost you your vote.
Now, some people might be thinking, okay, sounds kind of convenient, but is it really that big of a deal? Trust me, folks, it is.
Oh, it is. This is about much more than just skipping a line on election day. This has the potential to completely change how we think about voting and participating in our democracy.
And that's what we're going to unpack today. When we talk about changing how we think about voting, one of the biggest benefits has to be increased voter participation, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we're really talking about here, a more engaged electorate.
Mm.
And studies have shown, pretty conclusively actually, that vote by mail can really boost those numbers.
Because, let's face it, life gets busy, you know? Making time to vote on election day, sometimes that's just not easy. But with vote by mail, it's like, well, if it's already there in your living room, you're more likely to actually fill it out and send it back.
Exactly. And it's not just about busy schedules, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about removing barriers, transportation issues, long lines at polling places. Those things can discourage people from voting.
Mm.
But when you eliminate those obstacles, suddenly participation becomes much more attainable for a lot more people.
And that's huge, because those numbers, they tell a story.
They really do. I mean, think about it. When more people vote, it changes who those votes represent. You see a greater diversity of voices, and often those voices come from groups that have historically been underrepresented. Young voters, communities of color. When these groups vote in larger numbers, it has the power to shift the entire political landscape.
It's about making sure everyone's voice is heard, right? That's what democracy is all about. But it's not just about the quantity of votes, it's the quality too. And with vote by mail, voters have more time to make informed decisions. What do you think about that?
It's a game changer. Think about the traditional voting experience. You're in a booth, maybe feeling rushed, maybe there's a line behind you, and you've got to make these important decisions. But with vote by mail, you're in your own space, you've got your ballot, and you can take your time. You can actually do your research, compare candidates, really dig into those local measures that sometimes get overlooked.
Right. No more frantically Googling in the voting booth.
Exactly. It just leads to a more informed electorate. People are more likely to vote for candidates who truly represent their values, their beliefs.
And I imagine it changes the game for candidates, too. If they know voters have more time to actually scrutinize their platforms to see through empty promises, it could really elevate the quality of campaigns.
Oh, absolutely. Candidates would have to up their game. No more relying on vague slogans or last-minute attacks. It forces everyone to be more thoughtful, more engaged.
Which is what democracy should be. Now, I know we've talked a lot about the folks staying home in their pajamas, voting from their couch. But vote by mail, it benefits everyone, even those who still prefer to vote in person, right?
Absolutely. Think about it. If a large chunk of the electorate is voting by mail, what happens to those lines at the polling places?
They get shorter.
Exactly. Less waiting, smoother process. It's a win-win.
Speaking of wins, let's talk about accessibility. This is a big one. Because vote by mail has the potential to make voting possible for people who might have struggled with it before. I mean, for people with disabilities, folks who have trouble getting around, people who might be traveling even, it removes so many obstacles.
Exactly. It really levels the playing field, ensures that everybody has an equal opportunity to participate in our democracy. And that's what we're talking about here.
And it's not just theory, right? We've seen how this works in the real world.
Absolutely. States that have gone all in on mail-in voting, they've seen some pretty remarkable increases in voter turnout, especially among people with disabilities. So it's clear, when you make voting easier and more accessible, more people participate.
Which makes our democracy stronger. Now, I know some folks might be out there thinking, okay, all this sounds good on paper, but paint me a picture. How does this actually play out?
Okay, imagine this. It's a local election year. Maybe there's a school board race or a proposition on the ballot about, I don't know, a local development project or something. These are the kinds of elections that often don't get a lot of attention, right?
Yeah.
But now imagine that same election, same issues, but with widespread vote by mail. Suddenly, people are more likely to vote. They've actually had time to research the candidates and the issues, and they're more likely to make informed decisions. That's the power of this.
It gives people a voice on the issues that directly affect their lives, their families, their communities.
Exactly. It's about that connection, that feeling of ownership over their democracy.
It makes a difference. So as we head into this next election, we want you to feel prepared, informed, and ready to make your voice heard.
Your vote is your voice. And systems like vote by mail, they have the power to make our elections more accessible, more equitable, and ultimately more representative of the people they're supposed to serve.
This is about making sure everyone has a seat at the table. And with that, we'll leave you with this. As more people embrace vote by mail, how might that change the political landscape in the years to come? What new voices might we hear? What issues might finally get the attention they deserve? It's something to think about as you're filling out your ballot. This has been your deep dive on vote by mail. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deeper.